This is our town.
Welcome to a brand new app of the My Town Limestone Coast Sports Shorts podcast. And what a podcast do I have for you today. We're going to talk radiation treatment with Marie Thompson. I'm going to catch up with the Mount Gambier City Council after their council meeting last week. And speaking of council, I want to talk all about the reuse market. When it comes to sports and the Sports Shorts podcast, all thanks to the OK Pie Shop, grand finals in softball, baseball and tennis. Finals in the footy as well. Let's start out talking about the reuse market. The reuse market saves each and every one of us who are ratepayers money. And at the moment, they are looking for goods to sell. Let's find out what's going on. Rebecca joins me. Rebecca, g'day.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Ewan?
I am sensational. Rebecca, things are looking a little grim out there at the moment, though. You guys need donations.
Well, we do. We've had a lot of support from our valued customers, and we've moved a lot of material back in being used and reused, which is fantastic. And I think some of the weather conditions have meant that people haven't been doing their general tidy ups and using the waste transfer station as often. So we actually just wanted to reach out and remind people how you sort prior to making your donations at the waste transfer station or managing your waste material, where it can end up in the reuse market and how it serves us better.
So, Rebecca, what sort of things can you reuse at the reuse market?
Anything that you would give to friends and family, anything that can be repurposed in any way, from furniture, bric-a-brac, tools, outdoor play equipment. Anything that's good for your friends or family would be good for us. So providing it safe and functional, we will take it as a donation. So basically, I want to explain that the salvage is 7 days a week via the waste transfer station. So all the material is collected by the waste transfer station. Monday to Friday, it's 7:30 to 12 p.m. Weekends, it's 2 to 5. So if you are cleaning up around your home, gather your general waste into one place, your recycled materials like cardboard, polystyrofoam, oils, paint into one section, and anything that would be good for us, furniture, games, bric-a-brac, tools, sort that in your load, and then you get a cheaper price when you're actually paying for the disposal of your landfill items, because you've sorted out the material that can be reused.
It's all about saving a buck in your back pocket.
Yes, it is. And then we can get it back out into the community to people that need it and the people that are going to reuse it and stop it heading unnecessarily to landfill.
If you've got any stuff sitting around at your place you reckon it'd be good for the reuse market, Rebecca and the team would love to hear from you. Now, Marie Thompson is one of the team hoping to bring radiation treatment services to the Limestone Coast. And at the moment, there is a survey that they would love you to fill out. Let's find out what's going on. Marie, g'day.
Hello, Ewan.
Marie, lots of work going on behind the scenes to make sure we get radiation treatment in the Limestone Coast. It's been a while since we got an update, though. What's going on?
The important thing at the moment, Ewan, is that last December there was a Health Q were appointed to undertake an independent feasibility study to explore whether the establishment of radiation treatment centre in Mount Gambier is feasible and would go ahead. We have 1 week for people to go onto our Facebook page and participate in the consultation for the study. So it would be great if so many people would go onto our Facebook page, click on the link that is there for the Limestone Coast Health Network feasibility study, and please, please fill in this and give your opinion. Hopefully that yes, you do want this radiotherapy in this region so that people don't have to travel either to Adelaide or Warrnambool. Because believe me, it could be one of you next week, or one of your family or one of your friends who may be going through this, and nobody wants that.
This is our town.
Talking everything Limestone Coast, it is the My Town Limestone Coast Sports Shorts podcast, and I am catching up with Sarah Philpott, the CEO of the Mount Gambier City Council. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah, council meeting this week, and there was a deputation from the tennis club. What was going on?
Yes, there certainly was. So the Mount Gambier Tennis Club came to talk to council to ask for some funding support. So they have a proposal that they're also seeking other funding for to do some upgrades to their facilities, and council received both a deputation and a report that outlined their proposal. And so the original request from the deputation was funding of $50,000, and council listened to the whole deputation, talked about the project, and also then said, well, what would happen if we could fund a portion of that, even if not the whole amount? And the club was quite clear that any contribution would be greatly appreciated. So at the end of the day, council resolved to contribute $20,000 to the project. Now, we also have an existing grant fund. And so effectively what the council was doing was pre-committing $20,000 out of that existing grant fund, which will come up for applications in coming months. So the timing, as the club explained, just meant that they couldn't wait until that grant round to apply at that point. They had to have an idea of the commitment. And of course, that commitment is also subject to them achieving their other funding. So they're going for other grants from state government and so on. So if they get that money, then council has committed to pre-committed $20,000 from out of our own grant fund to support their work. So we know from the Sport Rec and Open Space strategy that we did some time ago that that tennis needs some investment. Their club wasn't considered through that because it's privately owned, but nevertheless our fund does support clubs that are within our city, not just those which are owned by the City of Mount Gambier. So council was pleased to be able to provide a contribution.
To the OK Pie Shop.
Book a pie drive for your next fundraiser.
It's the Limestone Coast's Sport Shorts,
the summer edition.
The Limestone Coast Sports Shorts podcast. It is all thanks to the OK Pie Shop. And as summer sport winds up, it was the end for softball. Grand final on the weekend. Sonia is back. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Sonia, was it a great day on the diamond?
It was a brilliant day on the diamond. The weather was perfect. The two teams went out, both fired up, ready to have a go, and it was a great game. There was lots of plays, again, more batting, and the outcome at the end between Demons and Warriors. Warriors defeated Demons 14-7. The score doesn't reflect the game because it was so brilliant, and everyone that was out there, the huge crowd that was there, enjoyed the game. Demons were missing their main pitcher, Billy Jones, at the end of the day, and but otherwise they were pretty much evened up with their batting and their fielding agility. So it could have gone either way in the end, and I think that proved that with the score not changing much until the last couple of innings. And it only takes one innings to change a game completely.
Sonia, it's been great to catch up over the course of the last couple of months to talk all things softball. Thanks for taking the time out to chat to us each and every week. We will talk as summer sports get back underway.
Fantastic. See you then.
It's the Limestone Coast Sports Shorts podcast. It is all thanks to the OK Pie Shop. Travis is back to talk baseball for one final time after the grand final on the weekend. Travis, g'day.
How are you going?
Yeah, good. Travis, how was the baseball?
We had a massive, massive weekend of baseball. We had a very good attendance. We had big crowds. So we had a great weekend of baseball.
Take us through the winners.
So Friday night, we had the grand final for the under-18s. Central's defeated South 11-3. And we had game one of the Division One game, and Central's defeated Federals in game one 5-0. So Saturday Little League, we had Central's defeated Federals 4-0. In the Junior League, we had Tigers 15 defeated the favourites, Central's 3.
In a huge upset.
That was a huge upset. Central's team went through in the Junior League, only losing a couple of games. So that was a very upset game there. In Division 3, Central's defeated Narracourt by a mercy as well. So that was a big game. And then we move on to Division 2, which South defeated Millicent 12-2.
The Lobster Coast Sports Shorts Podcast, and we are talking tennis. Grand Final was on the weekend. Heidi is here with all the details. Heidi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ewan. How are you going?
Yeah, good. What a season of tennis it's been, Heidi.
It has been a good season of tennis. It's just great to have people out on the courts every week giving it their best. So it has been a good one. So it was Grand Finals on the weekend, so for juniors and senior players. So it was a big weekend, particularly at Olympic Park in Gambier. That's where most of the matches were played. So we'll start off at the top. So Division 1 saw Uniting defeat West in the grand final, 9-3. The three successful sets for West, we had Brady Cook defeating Jace Maxwell. Probably this one was a surprise for me, maybe. Jess Stutley did defeat Tessa McGaugh in the top ladies singles, and Ella Jolly defeated Jade. So well done to West on your three singles wins, but Uniting's strength in the doubles got them through on the day. So, yeah, well done to Uniting on taking out the win in Division 1.
Absolutely.
And Division 2 saw West defeated the Sutton Town Glencoe team, 8-4. Division 3, Glencoe defeated Glencoe Uniting, 7-1. And just in our top junior grade, so our Division A and Boy Girls, our A Boys Uniting defeated the Mount Gambier side, 5-1. And in the A Girls, we had the combined West Mount Shank Uniting team defeat another combined team of Reedy and Uniting, but I missed the set score on that one, so my apologies. I think it was 4-2. So, and yeah, obviously we still had, there were several other junior grades that played as well, but I unfortunately don't have all that information on hand at the moment. So, but yeah, big weekend in tennis, so that's it. So, yeah, it's been a good season.
And back into it when, Heidi, do we know yet?
So basically we'll be, well, tennis will probably start getting organised again in late August, early September, ready to start again up in October. So, yeah, we'll have a few months off and probably get involved in some winter sports, and then we'll be back into tennis again.
Heidi, great to have you on the podcast during the course of the last couple of months. It's been great to talk tennis again. Hopefully we get the chance to talk at the start of summer this year.
Yep, sounds great.
The Lobster Coast Sports Shorts podcast, all thanks to the OK Pie Shop. Let's talk footy. Women's footy into finals as we speak. Tony Ellison is on the line. Tony, good morning.
Ewan, good to be back. Thank you.
Now, mate, on the weekend, I reckon South were hosting huge round of games for the weekend yesterday.
That's right. And they did a great job, as they always do. Really, the final started. So there was four games. They had the A division and the B division. So if we start with the B division, South Gambier, they played in an elimination final against Millicent, and they keep going. They won 45-2. So a good start for the hosts. They were very happy with that, and they played a really good game, and they go into next week into a preliminary final. And they'll play Kongarong, who played in the qualifying final against Panola, and Panola was strong. They've been good all year, and they won by about four goals over Kongarong. So Kongarong get another chance. They play South Gambier next week, and Panola go straight into the B-grade grand final, which is good for them.
So, Tony, taking a look at A-grade, what happened on the weekend?
Yeah, look, so the elimination final was between Castleton and Kyvie. Both sides have been really good. Kyvie had probably been the more consistent throughout the year. Castleton had some good wins, but had also had some player issues getting some a full team. But they came up on the weekend, and Kyvie were just too strong. They won by about five goals, 56-25. So Castleton's season's finished, but they had a really great year, and I'm sure they'll bounce back and use this as a good springboard for next season. And then we had the big one, the qualifying final, to see who would play in the grand final, and it was an absolute cracker of a game. And North Gambier, probably a bit of a surprise, won 5-6 to Mundalla 5-3. So just a three-point game worthy of a qualifying final for the top two sides. And so North Gambier go straight to the grand final, and Mundalla Tigers have got a basically pick themselves back up again and try and get over Kybe next weekend. So, yeah, look, great game of finals and congratulations to everyone who was involved.
Women's footy is going to be back after a break for the Easter long weekend. First weekend is April. Preliminary finals are taking place. A big shout out to everybody who has kept us up to date with what is going on sports-wise over summer in the Limestone Coast. There is footy and netball on the horizon, and we will talk again next week. The My Town Limestone Coast Sports Shorts podcast will be back. Have a great week.